Recording started.
Good morning. And welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Just drop down into your heart space. That cave of the heart. That sanctuary of the soul. That which lies at the center of your ribcage, that effortlessly circulates the life-giving blood around your body. So now set intentionally as you breathe in to be present for the next 10 minutes. So as you inhale, lower the diaphragm and expand the ribcage and take in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath that is the breath of God. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." As you breathe out, truly breathe out every last drop of that breath you just took. Inhale. Take another deep breath in, blowing the diaphragm slowly, gently expanding that rib cage and breathing in the life-giving oxygen that is so necessary for our well-being. We can go for days or weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath. As you exhale, gently squeeze out every last drop of that old breath, releasing that stale air out of the sacs in your lungs. So that you can now take in your final deep breath as you are present in this moment. We take this time to go within. I invite you to put your fingers either on your pulse or on your neck. Just leave it there until you can feel the natural pulsing of the blood that is circulating around your system. There is so much that goes on within without us being the least bit aware or conscious of. And in times when we start to get stressed, irritated, upset, annoyed, angry, and all the various emotions we as human beings can experience, I invite you to put your fingers on your pulse and just feel the steady rhythm. And remember that there is something within you that is functioning your physical form without you giving attention, focus, or direction to it. That something within you knows what to do and how to do it in every given situation, condition, or circumstance. That something within you does not judge. It is not looking at whether you are right, wrong, good, bad, but simply sees that it is expressing through you, which is an expression of its life. That something within you does not know hatred. It does not know bigotry. It does not know anything that is negative. It simply knows itself as love. That something within you is the love, is the life, is the presence in every cell, tissue, part and particle of your being. It is deathless. It is self-existent. It is infinite. When we cry out that we are tired, exhausted, sick, depressed, ill, it knows none of these things. So as we may think our physical form is experiencing any of those things, we can bring our attention by placing our hands here on our pulse, and remembering there's something within us that is beyond all of those experiences and aligned with that truth, aligned with that awareness that we are one with that something that beats our hearts, that functions our physical form without us being conscious of what it is doing. That something within us is around us, outside of us, in our earth, in our galaxy, in our cosmos. And if it is able to function and keep all the galaxies and the stars in its place, it surely can do whatever it is we need it to do in our life. The only difference is we fear, we doubt. We don't accept. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we consciously come into your presence, surrendering our fears, our doubts, our disbelief, that you are greater than any condition, circumstance, or situation that may confront our lives. In accepting the truth and reality of our being, that we are one with you in all that you are, and all that you are is health, wholeness, peace, joy, love, acceptance. As we come into this remembrance, as we come into this alignment, as we come into this acceptance of this unchanging truth of who we are, let our hearts and minds expand, not only to know this truth for ourselves, not only to truly embody and embrace this truth in the heart of our hearts, in the center of our being, but to know it for all your children. To know it for our friends and families, our loved ones. To know it for our neighbors in our communities, in our country, and beyond our country. To know that we are all expressions of the one life, the one love, the one presence. That we are all wired for love, created to love, to share love, to be love, to experience love, to express love. That we are more than the sum total of our parts. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are one with you and all that you are. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, Divine Intelligence that exists in and through us, and that is everywhere present. May we surrender, relinquish, release anything, anything that makes us feel separate from you. And may we always remember as we put our hands on our pulse that something greater within that is doing the work. For your infinite grace, for your endless blessings, for your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. So it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
Take a deep breath in as we say our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
And so it is. And so as we come to the end of this morning's 10-minute top-up, our 10 of 10, I look forward to joining you on Sunday at 10 a.m. for Revving Sunday Soul Connection. Have a blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again.
Thank you.